My next guest is Dennis Bates. Dennis is coordinator with the Shannon Sleena Sláinte project. This project will be inaugurated this weekend, and let's find out more about it from Dennis. Dennis, a very good morning to you.
Good morning indeed.
Thank you for being with us. Can you just fill our listeners in on what the Sleena Sláinte project is?
I can indeed, but just firstly again to express my condolences to the Johnson family. I'm a Shannon resident myself, and that was an awful event, and great sympathy for all involved.
And I'm sure they appreciate that, Dennis. Thank you.
And I suppose the Sleena Sláinte is somehow connected in the sense that Sleena Sláinte literally means the path of health, or the healthy path. And it's an initiative of the Irish Heart Foundation. So there are Slea routes around the country in towns, villages, even cities. And the idea is these are shorter routes, maybe between 2 and 5 kilometres, and people are encouraged to use them daily or regularly for exercise. So maybe on your lunch break, you might go out and walk for 20 minutes, get a bit of exercise, and that will improve your health. And of course, the Irish Heart Foundation is promoting heart health particularly. So that's where the Slea routes are coming from. So in Shannon, a voluntary group got together some years back to promote a Slea route for the town. The route was worked out. The route, in fact, is in the town centre. So if you started at the fire station and walked around the outside of the whole town centre, so walked from the fire station down to the little corner, around back up past Dunn Stores, up past the Garda station, returning to the fire station, that's 2 kilometres. So one lap will give you a 2 kilometres walk, and two laps will give you 4, and on you go from there. And because it's in the town centre, it's on footpaths, it has lighting by night as well, so you could walk it at any time of the day or night in safety and in comfort.
It sounds, from what you're saying, Dennis, like a lot of consideration went into choosing the particular route in question.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the route should be accessible and particularly safe, because there are beautiful walking routes in Shannon, but many of them are not attractive to people to walk by night. So, for example, the River Walk, which is fantastic on a beautiful day, is not a walk that people would really want to go on to at night in the dark where there are no lights at all. So the Slea gets around that problem because it's town centre. It's always populated, always people around, and it's lit by day, and of course, lit by night rather, and always available by day. So yes, that was that. That was worked out, by the way, in conjunction with the Irish Heart Foundation and Clare County Council, who've been very helpful and supportive, because of walking on public footpaths. Clare County Council support the scheme, and they've helped by installing the signage around the route. Of course, there they maintain the public walking routes, public roadways, and it's their responsibility to maintain signage and so on the route. And so we have signs starting at the fire station showing a little map of the route, and then around the route, including a 1 kilometre way marker, so you have an idea how far you've walked.
Are people in Shannon, Dennis, becoming more conscious, do you think, of fitness and indeed their heart health? We see initiatives like, you know, the Elon Manor Park Run and so on in Shannon, and that there are lots of lovely areas to go for walks and run and exercise in Shannon. Is it becoming more of a consideration for locals there?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, we're delighted to say that the Sleena Sláinte is part of an overall suite of fitness activities. And many people involved in the Slea are also involved in related activities. So for the absolute beginner who wants to get back into some kind of exercise, there's the Couch to 5K, run by a very capable volunteer team. Then you have the Sleena Sláinte, which is a 2K route. You can walk it any time of day or night, any day of the week, any day, any week of the year. Then there's the Park Run every Saturday morning at 9:30, starting from very close to Ilana Manor Cemetery. And then you have the newly reopened athletics track, which has training, activity, competitions, and a gateway to all manner of national and international athletic sport. So there really is a lovely pathway there of progression, starting from the couch, quite literally somebody who is doing no exercise and just wants to get started, going through the Slea, going through the Park Run, onto the athletics, and of course many other sports besides, too many to mention here.
So Sunday should be an enjoyable day. That is when the project will be inaugurated. Can you fill people in, Dennis, on when things will begin and how they can take part?
Yes, absolutely. Now, on Sunday, we're having a gathering at the start of the route, which is beside the fire station. So beside the fire station, there's an entrance to the town park. The signage for the start is there. It's very easy to see, very easy to follow. We're having a gathering, which means we'll just gather there, say a few words about the Slee, and then people are welcome to walk it on their own time. Now, we won't have an organised walk as such, because the route around the town centre on footpath is not really conducive to large walking groups, but it's certainly very, very comfortable for people walking by themselves or in small groups, and that's what we'll be encouraging. So we'll have the gathering to launch the project, and then people are welcome to walk the Slee on their own time and at their own pace.
Okay, that is Sunday, this Sunday, the 28th of April at 12 noon for the inauguration of the Shannon Slee na Sláinte project. And the coordinator of that project, Dennis Bates, well done to you and everyone else involved in getting it up and running, pardon the pun, and thank you very much for joining us on the show.